Yeah, if you look at my history, yeah, I could have taken the easy way out. I could have just did what they told me to do and been a good, clean, proper pop country singer. But that's just not me, and I've always done it my way and hurt myself more in the long run for doing it my way. And people can identify with, well, that kid, I might not like his rock or I might like not like his country, but I can see he's out there doing it, doing what he wants to do. He's doing something that no other Hank Williams has done, which is go out there and scream and play heavy metal. And that's some territory that's definitely different than the other two Hank Williams. Putting your own sweat, your own drive into it. And, you know, you, if you care about what you're doing, that shows a lot. I've always known I got to kind of do it myself and carve my own niche, and I got to have that energy to do that. All the heartache and the hard times, the hanging on theme is probably the biggest payoff that I get from the fans. The loyalty, we definitely have a very loyal fan base. The Hellbilly is definitely a little more interesting because we're using the same country setup, but we're also putting a little bit of the attitude and the screaming in with it. So you still got the stand-up steel, the stand-up bass, the country comes from. I mean, that's definitely, it's in the blood. It's knowing how to, going through heartbreak and making it through, or just dealing with the hard times. I mean, that's what country music is. The acoustic guitar driving it, but that's kind of our own sound out there. And you know, that'll probably take me the furthest in the rock world. And the metal, we're trying to hold on to it as long as we can, you know, trying to find the players to stick with me and just put, we still haven't got to really release a rock record officially. You know, I've released a bunch of my own, but an official record has yet to come out, even though we have a genre for it. It's gone way back with me. I got my first records when I was 8 to 10 years old. Ted Nugent, ZZ Top, Kiss, Black Sabbath were the first vinyl records that I had. And they, you know, I'd just go in my room and play drums to them, and that still goes on to this day.